Hello, welcome to another episode of the Rapture Watch. And I say shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Today's episode is going to be very interesting. Something we all should know about. We, as usual, we have our anchor here, co-anchor. Brother Olumide.
Thank you, sir. It's another privilege to be here. We are here to watch for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it will be very, very, very great. So please, we ask you to watch with us this evening. God bless you.
You're especially blessed. I know when you see me begin to talk, that means I am not the focus for today. In fact, I have nothing to tell you today. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that we title Watch and Pray.
Amen.
Watch and pray. And our text is from Luke chapter 21, yes, from verse 34.
And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
And our emphasis actually is in verse 34. It said, take it to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. Surfeiting here is overeating. Overeating and drunkenness and the cares of this life. It has an effect, and says so that day will come upon you unawares. So we should watch and pray. This time around, it's not watching witches and wizards.
That's right.
It's watching that you don't overeat. So overeating, surfeiting, and drunkenness can get you off your balance as the rapture approaches. Remember, this program is put together to help us watch towards the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, otherwise known as the rapture of the church.
Amen.
And I have a reason, which you will know very shortly, why I have brought this guest. He's not new on this Bright Television channel. He's not new to Bright Assembly Church. He's not new to most of you watching us now. He is our brother, Dr. Cosmas Maduka.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to be here with you this evening, precious Pastor Moses, and my very good friend.
Shalom, sir.
You wonder why we chose him to come to discuss this topic. By the time I finish his citation, you will know why I have chosen him. And this is the citation. Dr. Cosmas Maduabuchuku Maduka, C-O-N. He was born in Jos, Plateau State of Nigeria, on December 24th, 1958. So he's a very young man, only 1958. He's the founder, the president, and the chief executive officer of the Koscharis Group of Companies. He started Koscharis Motors as a one-man business and over the years has transformed the organization into an indigenous conglomerate with diverse interests in agriculture. We all know Koscharis Rice.
That's right.
Has taken over Thailand. Banking, manufacturing, ICT, and automobile sector of the Nigerian economy. From a very humble beginning, Dr. Cosmas Maduka has been able to build a colossal business empire, which cuts across almost every critical sector of the nation's economy, from importation and distribution to manufacturing, logistics, information technology, agriculture, real estate, and car assembly. Today, Koscharis Motors PLC is made up of Koscharis Motors Limited, Koscharis Motors Assembly Limited, Koscharis Medicals Limited, Concharis Beverages Limited, Concharis Properties Limited, Concharis Technologies Limited, Concharis Farms Limited, Concharis Mobility, Concharis Ghana Limited, Concharis Cote d'Ivoire, Merit Bureau de Change Limited, and also First System Refinishes Limited, CG Eco LLP, and CG Boystad Limited. And I was in Zambia, and I saw Concharis Motors in Zambia.
Wow.
Dr. Maduka came from a relatively unknown and obscure background. Having lost his father at an early age of four, he had no opportunity to acquire formal education. But by dint of mindset, hard work, dedication, and perseverance, he has become one of the leading chief executive officers in Nigeria. He is today an icon in the Nigerian automobile industry, as is regarded as a benchmark for other operators in the industry.
That's right.
This reflected in Concharis Motors being appointed as sole dealer for notable luxurious brands like Rolls-Royce, BMW, Mini, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Ford Motor Company in Nigeria, and Abro Auto Care products from the USA. Dr. Maduka is today regarded as success personified, as he had become a resource facilitator in youth empowerment seminars and conferences, where he has strived to educate the generality of the people that one's background does not determine one's destiny. Rather, it is your mindset and attitude, past actions and inactions, and reaction to the events and circumstances around you. In recognition of these numerous of his numerous contributions to youth empowerment, he was invited to Singapore by United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, to present a paper on fostering entrepreneurial youth based on true life experiences. Dr. Maduka, as a great philanthropist and humanitarian, has made tremendous material and financial contributions to educational institutions. He constructed and donated a law lecture theater to University of Nigeria, Enugu campus, and had continued to maintain the facility at intervals. Equally worthy of note is the building of a three-story block of six luxurious flats of four bedrooms with boys' quarters for the College of Medicine, Nnamdi Azikiwe University, Nnewi campus. Also, Dr. Maduka, through his pet project, Concharis Foundation, has awarded numerous scholarships which have enabled indigent but bright students to pursue their life ambitions in various institutions of higher learning. In recognition of his outstanding qualities, experience, and contributions to the education, business, and commercial landscape, he was awarded honorary Doctor of Business Administration by the University of Nigeria in 2003 and Distinguished Fellowship of the Nigeria Law School in 2004. He's also a fellow of African Business School, member of Financial Reporting Council of Nigeria, as well as Institute of Directors Nigeria. In September 2012, he was conferred with the National Honours of the Commander of the Order of the Niger, CON, by the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. On October 21st, 2016, he was again honored by Afe Babalola University, Ado-Ekiti, with another honorary degree, doctorate of Business Administration, honoris causa. He served as a director in Access Bank PLC, one of the leading banks in Nigeria, for 12 years from 2000 to 2012, and was the president Nigerian Table Tennis Federation from 1996 to 2008, when he voluntarily retired. He is an alumni of Harvard Business School Executive Education Program, November 2009. Dr. Maduka, we all know, loves God and does not feel ashamed to profess Christ wherever he is and whenever opportunity calls. He is a deacon in the local Christian assembly in Lagos and is married to Mrs. Charity Maduka with five children. This is the personality we are presenting in this program today. Someone who is also hoping to go in the rapture and is watching, and he's going to share with us how he is watching to ensure that he does not miss this rapture. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will hear from him. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.